Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mary Cantendo is here, too. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back more than 11 years, and she is the founder of The Woman's Advantage, author of a number of books, including Leading with Care, including one of my favorites, The Woman's Advantage. That's right, guys. I want to know what these women are up to. Mary Cantendo, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always great to be here with you.
I've always said that that ladies, you're going to know what Mary says, and guys, you're going to want to know what she's up to. So we're glad you're back, Mary. Okay, you have you've got your finger on the pulse of entrepreneurship. You are an entrepreneur. You help entrepreneurs and people who are startups and growing their businesses and to maturity and running them, you know, successfully. You've been doing this for quite a while. And so you've got some ideas on how to make the most out of that whole thing, to live that life large. Tell us about it.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. What is the point of building a business and running a business and making all kinds of money and not having a great life?
Yeah.
To me, the whole point of having a business is, yes, you want to create a business so you're doing something good for society and you're mm-hmm. creating jobs and those kind of things. But at the same time, the reason to create a business is so you can live the life that you want to live. So
yep.
So that's the element that so many people neglect. I see people driving themselves into the ground.
And part of that life is to have options.
Yes, that's definitely
it?
True.
That's one of the things is to have options. And those options could be big options. They could be minute options, little options. But I remember, Mary, you know, as I was telling my audience, last week was the 25th anniversary of my small business, of being a small uh-huh. business owner. And I remember all the years that I worked all the time just to get it out of the dirt, you know, to get it where it could sustain itself a long time. And I know that you're going to talk about that in a second, but I remember when I took off early, if I left at 4 o'clock one day, I remember feeling guilty. And then I remember thinking, wait a minute, I came in at 4 o'clock. I shouldn't feel guilty about getting off at four. You know what I mean? And so
that is true.
You have that. There's that evolution of thinking, isn't it? It's the journey that you take. It's hard to make yourself feel comfortable about taking off.
Yeah, you really do. You feel like you've got to keep working. But again, it's like, what is the point? Why not just have a job and work for somebody else and
right.
work 40 hours and then you can enjoy the rest of your life.
And
right?
leave the work at the office when you leave. Yeah,
exactly. So if you're going to start a company, you really do need to, you know, the first couple of years, maybe you're going to have to work longer hours.
Maybe more.
Be a little crazy. Yeah, you know. But build it so that one of your goals is to create the lifestyle that you want.
Right.
So, and that doesn't mean, yeah, you're going to work 10 hours a week, although maybe some people only do that. But to create it so that you can shut down at the end of the day and that you can take weekends off and you can do fun stuff and you can go on vacation and not be, you know, running your business from the hotel room 8 hours out of every day you're on vacation and those kinds of things. So to really
been there,
create
done that.
A business to create a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Important.
So take some time off is what you're saying. But again, that does take time, and it could take 6 months for some people. It could take 10 years for some people. And another thing though, Mary, that I want to point out to people in this with regard to taking time off, One of the reasons it's hard to take time off is if other people are like me, I loved my business. I loved being at my business.
Well, that is definitely true. That is definitely true. You do. You there's almost nothing I like more than helping people grow their businesses
Yeah.
as I do,
Which is your
and the
business.
writing, the writing I do and the roundtables I lead and those kinds of things. I love doing that. I will tell you the only thing I do love more than that is my family. And that's
Yeah.
so that's what I make the time for.
So
And I create my schedule. As I schedule things, I think about other events and I schedule my family events sometimes a year in advance so that I can block off my calendar for then. Then I really consider that time sacred, and I don't do anything. If I'm having one of my grandchildren over
Yep.
to spend the weekend with me or something, I really do consider that time
Well,
sacred.
and those are
And
options that you've earned. You've earned the ability at the after this all this time, you've earned the ability to take off time to be able to enjoy your grandchildren.
that's it. That's it. I
Yeah.
tell people you've earned the right to do that.
Yep.
So you've put in all the blood, sweat, and tears. You've earned the right to be able to do that. So now do it. Do it. Don't just say next year. Oh, I'll do it next year. Well, next summer when it comes around. Well, it's like, how do you even know you're going to be here next summer, right? Do it this summer.
Right. And I'll tell you something else. The technology has helped us take off time too, if you think about it. The technology that we have, the mobile technology that we have, has helped us. It's helped us to move, to shift time and to shift work, hasn't it? And
Oh, absolutely.
that helps us take time off.
So you take your kids or your grandkids to the playground and you transfer your office to your cell phone
Yep.
and you can go do that if you need to. So if there's some really important call coming in that you absolutely have to listen to, you can do that and you don't have to sit at your desk waiting.
Yep.
So that you're right about that, Jim. That
Well, that's
definitely does help.
over the 25 years of my small business. Mary, that's one of the things that's really I have really gravitated towards is the technology that's allowed me to shift where work is done and when it's done, and it's allowed me to take advantage of other things in my life, and I would not have been able to, I would have been less likely to do that were I not did I not if I didn't own my own business. Mary, I need your website, please.
Womansadvantage.biz, B-I-Z.
Womansadvantage.biz. You can find her books and this blog post, I guess, that we're working off of. 5 ways to live large in your business life. Mary Cantando and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.